Hello everyone, good Chodesh. Today we're not going to speak about something that we say during the Shemona Esrei, but we're going to speak about something that we do. At the end, during the first bracha of the Shemona Esrei, and during the bracha of Modim, we bow. The first bracha is unique, and the bracha of Modim is unique, as the Gemara in Brachos Lamed Aleph and Aleph states. These are the blessings that a person is shoche, that he bows. But avos tchila basof, in the bracha of avos at the beginning and the end, and by behodah tchila basof, in the bracha of hodah at the beginning and the end. And then the Gemara continues and says, vimba la shuach bisof kol bracha bracha v'tchilas kol bracha bracha malag noso shlo yishcha. You're not allowed to bow during any other brachos. So what's so unique about the brachos of Avos, the first bracha of Shemona Esrei, and the bracha of Modim? But first of all, this is an interesting term, shocha. Adam shoche bahem. It's a very unique term. In Tanakh, the phrase shocha implies lowering ourselves, humbling ourselves, humiliating ourselves. Yeshayahu Perek Beis Pasuk Tes Vayishach Adam Vayishpal, or Perek Hei Pasuk Tes Vav, the same thing. Vayishach Adam Vayishpal, a man bowed and he was lowered, or he caused man to bow and he lowered. There's an association of hishtachava with shiflus, with lowering oneself. Or mishle, perik yudalad, pasuk yudtes, shachu roim lifnei tovim. The bad shall bow in front of the good. Again, the notion of shachu is lowering an individual from a previous high status, humbling oneself. And that's what we are doing during these two brachos. The Gemara, by the way, continues and writes that for a Kohen Gadol, b'sof kol bracha bracha. A Kohen Gadol actually bows at the end of every bracha in the Shemona Esrei, and the Hamelach tchilas kol bracha bracha, b'sof kol bracha bracha. And the king bows in the beginning and at the end of every single bracha, and Rashi points out, is because the greater you are, the more humbling you need. And Tosfos explains, though, why don't we bow in every bracha? What's wrong with it? Okay, maybe there's no mitzvah to bow during every bracha, but if we're not a Kohen Gadol and we're not a melech, we're not a king, but we still want to bow, what's wrong with that? Tosfos says, Vim tomer v'yishcho mabakach, let him bow, and what's the problem? And Tosfos says, v'yishlomer shlo yavolak or divrei chachamim, that he shouldn't come to uproot the words of the sages. Shlo yomu kolecha machmir kamoshu rotzev ein kan takanas chachamim. So not everyone should say, oh, I'm so strict, like I want to be strict, I'm going to bow during every bracha. And then the whole takana of the chachamim, the whole legislation of the chachamim is going to be for naught, v'chashina liyuhara. And we're concerned this person is going to be perceived as someone who thinks he's so holy because he is bowing for every bracha. But why did Chazal limit it to these two brachos? So first of all, if you bow during every single bracha, if you humble yourself during every single bracha, then the bowing probably loses its significance. If we do something always, then the action loses significance. If we fast every day of the year, if Yom Kippur is every single day of the year, then Yom Kippur loses its significance. The fact that Yom Kippur, we fast one day, so we do different things that one day. The fact on Pesach we do things differently. The fact that every holiday we do things differently. The fact that on Shabbos we do things differently. If we do these things every single day, then whatever we're trying to accomplish loses significance because we just do it with regularity. If we bow during every single bracha, it loses the significance of what the goal of bowing is. So we limit it to two spots of Shemona Esrei, two different brachos. The beginning and the end of Avos and the beginning and the end of Modim. Rav Kook explains, why do we bow at the very beginning in the first bracha? Because we are expected to demonstrate our submission when we evaluate ourselves in comparison to God, when we realize that we are nothing. During the bracha of Avos, we realize the insignificance of our own conception of God as compared with the Avot's realization of the greatness and glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, we come on the footsteps of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and therefore we are allowed to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in some sense, we're coming before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. and we're asserting our credentials of being Bnei Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, the children of Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, but nevertheless, we feel a sense of humility because obviously we can't connect to God the way that the Avos did, both in terms of their natural intuition and in respect of their intellectual perception. When we contemplate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God's benevolence to us, we realize that whatever feelings of gratitude that we may have towards Hashem is totally inadequate. Additionally, the real true bracha of Hodah, of thanksgiving, is the bracha of Modim. So in this bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, where we are very definitively, very specifically expressing our gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that's also an appropriate time to humble ourselves and say we don't deserve all the wonderful things that God does for us. So both of these brachos, during both of these brachos, we are expected to humble ourselves. The first bracha, in perhaps realizing that who are we to praise God? Who are we to speak to God? And this is the first part of our Shemoneh Esrei, when we speak to God. So initially we bow, but more than that, says Rav Kook, in relationship, in contrast to the Avos, our conception of God is so limited. So we humble ourselves even after we assert that we are coming on their footsteps. And secondly, during the Bracha Modim, when we're directly, literally expressing Hodah, that's also a beautiful time to highlight our humbling, our humility. But we should be grateful that Kadosh Baruch Hu still gives us the opportunity to connect to Him, despite our lack of understanding and our lack of appreciation of God. We do our best, and that's all that a Kadosh Baruch Hu can ask for. Have a wonderful day.